Okay, Mishnah Dalet. In order to understand Mishnah Dalet, you just have to remember a couple of things that we talked about in the Hagdama. It seems like a long Mishnah. It's actually pretty straightforward. It's pretty simple. So one of the things that we talked about is that normally, whenever we're talking about Tumah, for a person to become Tumah, or for a Kalim to become Tumah for that matter, you have to come into contact with an Avatumah, at least an Avatumah. So what's a classic example? A person comes into contact with a Sheretz, or with a carcass of some sort. So he touches a carcass. Now this person is Tumah. Now, what's his status? Well, the carcass is considered to be an avatumah, the father of the tumah, right? And now this person who comes into contact with the avatumah is a rishon latumah. He's the first degree. How does that manifest? Well, now he can't be metame kalim. Only in order to be metame kalim, you have to be an avatumah. Well, he's not an avatumah. He's only a rishon latumah. So what can he be metame? He can metame chulin. Now, if you remember, the way that we said it originally is that the more delicate something is in halacha, the more delicate the food is, the more the trickier, more stringent the status of the food, the more vulnerable it is to tumah, the more delicate it is. And so therefore, kachim is the most vulnerable to tumah. Truma is a little bit less complicated than kachim is. It's less stringent than kachim is, but it's still more delicate than chulin is, right? If you're a kain, you're not allowed to eat truma unless you're in a state of tahara. But chulin is regular, run-of-the-mill kosher food that anybody can eat, no matter what their status is, whether they're tummy, whether they're tar. So kachim is the most delicate, and therefore it's the most vulnerable to tumah. Truma is the second most delicate, and therefore it's the second most vulnerable to tumah. And chulin is the least delicate of the foods, and therefore it's the least vulnerable to tumah. Now, how does that manifest? What that means is that in order to be metame chulin, you have to be a rishon latumah. So now you touched the carcass, that means that you are now a rishon latumah. Now that you're a rishon latumah, you can be metame even chulin, even something that's not so vulnerable. What can chulin be metame? Well, chulin can be metame truma. So if chulin is, so now you're the rishon. You touch the chulin is now a sheni l'tumah. Okay, it's a second degree tumah. Well, now if the chulin comes into contact with truma, the truma becomes a shlishi l'tumah. And if that truma would come into contact with kachim, the kachim would be a revi'i l'tumah. That's on a daraisa level. That's min haTorah. However, Chazal were gozer that they wanted to make sure that people are washed hands, kohanim wash their hands before handling chuma, and so they were gozer that all hands are considered to be tame. We discussed a number of different kinds of tuma, right? The Chazal also didn't want you handling kisvei hakodesh, things that are from the sefer Tanakh. So they said that if you come into contact with a sefer Torah or kisvei hakodesh, your hands become tame. That's another one. But normally, there's no such thing as your hands alone being tame on a derisa level. Min haTorah, the concept of your hands becoming tame, and only your hands being tameh, is totally rabbinic. And so Chazal wanted to make sure the Kohanim handled Chuma with tar hands, with clean hands. And so they said, you have to wash your hands before you handle Chuma. And therefore, they said, your hands are considered to be tameh on a level. Durabanan, what kind of Tumah? Well, the kind of Tumah that would make Chuma tameh. Well, what kind of Chuma? What kind of Tumah makes Chuma tameh? Sheni. So, if right, just like chulin, when chulin has the status of a tumah sheni, it is metame chuma, the chuma becomes a shlishi. So, Chazal goes that your hands have a status of shnios, of second degree tumah. Okay, now, so we know that your hands have a second degree tumah, they can be metame chuma. Same thing, by the way, now we extend the tilas adayim for even chulin, for the staple, for bread, but in other words, originally the gezerah was meant for kohanim, for handling chuma. Okay, so your hands can be metame chuma. Can your hands become tame? So yeah, actually there was a gezer that we didn't talk about, and that is, Chazal also goes there, that anything that can be metame chuma can be metame your hands. So what's an example of something that can be metame chuma? Well, if you have a chulin food that became tame, well, that chulin food has the status of a sheni. That chulin food can be metame chuma, which means that chulin food, Chazal, where also goes there, can be metame your hands. Now, normally, again, food is not metame people. The only way for a person to become tame is if he comes into contact with a carcass. However, they were talking about, rabbinically speaking, Chazal, where goes there, that your hands can become tame if they come into contact with food that has a status of, that is tame, with chulin food that is tame. Okay, now, That's your hands become tummy. That's your hands transmitting tumah. Okay. What about, so how do you make your hands tar? So we said the way that you make your hands tar is by doing netilas adayim, by doing these two rinsings. The first rinsing that you do of the water is those waters become tummy, and then you have to rinse off those waters with mayim shneim, the second waters. The question is, what about if you're not certain? What about if we said that, let's say, for example, you're supposed to use water that wasn't used for malach. If you have dirty water that you used to wash your dishes, and you then use that to wash your hands, that's no good. What about if you're not certain if you did a good job rinsing your hands? Let's say you're not certain that you used the right amount of water. You're supposed to use your aviz. Let's say you're not certain if your hands that were tameh touched truma. So, or what about if you're not certain if your hands came into contact with chulin that was truma? What's the status now? What do you have to do? Do you have to start from scratch? Do you have to assume your hands are tummy? Do you have to assume your hands are tar? What's the halacha? That's what this mishnah is about. So the mishnah says, Safek na'asa behem halacha. If there's a safek if malacha was done with the waters that you used for netilas sedayim, there's uncertainty. You don't know if the waters that you washed your hands with were used for malacha. Let's say you don't know if they were used to wash dirty dishes. Safek lo nasa behem malacha. There's a safek, there's an uncertainty if there wasn't malacha done with those waters. Or safek yesh behem kashir. There's a safek, there's uncertainty if there was the right amount of waters, right? We say you need a revius of water in order to do netilas adayim. Safek she'en behem shir. There's a safek if there was not a shir. There was not the right amount of water in the amount of water that you used to do netilas adayim. Safek tameim. There's a safek if the waters were tamei, meaning they were invalid for usage for netilas adayim. Safek taharon. It's a safek if the waters were tahar waters that you used to do netilas adayim. They were valid waters. So what's the halach in these cases? You don't know if the waters that you used were acceptable waters for netilas adayim. Sveikan tahar. They're safek. If you have all these sveikas together, all these things, it doesn't make a difference. Tahar. The halach is that we assume that your hands are tahar. We assume that your hands became pure, became tar, became purified. Now, why is that? Mibnei she'amar, because Chazal said, because Chacham, the Chacham say, Safek hayadayim litamei ulitamei velitahir. So remember, we talked about this before. Litamei is to become tamei. Litamei is to be mitamei, is to transmit tumah. And litahir is the same thing, is to become tar. So Safek hayadayim, when you have an uncertainty regarding hands, litamei, whether their status is that the hands, the uncertainty is about them becoming tame, or if the uncertainty is about them being mitame, transmitting tama, or if the suffix is about them becoming tahar, tahar. The halach is that when in the case of uncertainty, the halach is your hands are tahar. Now, Rabbi Yossi says actually, li tahir tame. No, I disagree. When it comes to a suffix about your hands becoming tahar, well then your hands, we assume them to be tame. They've been tame up until this point. We're going to assume the status quo. The status quo is that your hands were tame. So now you don't know if you did a good job doing netilas adayim. Okay, we're going to assume that your hands are tame. Okay, now let's flesh this out. So the Mishnah says, Ketzer, how exactly does this play out? This principle that the Chacham tell us, that when you have a suffix about your hands, whether they became tame, whether they transmitted tame, or whether they became tahar, when you have a suffix about those three things, we assume your hands to be tar. How does that play out? So the Mishnah says, "How you yad of tar." So if let's say your hands were tar, you know that they were tar. You did a good job doing netilas adayim, and now ulufanav shnei kikarim tameim. In front of him, in front of this fellow, now are two loaves of tamei bread. What kind of tamei bread? Tamei chulin bread. Now remember, tamei chulin bread is something that can be mitamei truma. If tamei chulin bread can be mitamei truma, that means a chazavar also goes through that it can be mitamei your hands. So now, your hands are tahar. In front of you are two loaves of tamei bread. And what happens? Safek naga, safek lo naga. There's an uncertainty. You're not sure if your hands touched to the breads or if they didn't touch to the loaves of bread. So that would be a safek about what? It would be a safek if your hands became tamei. How you out of tomatoes. Now, what about a different case? If your hands were tamei, ulafanav shneki karm tarm, and in front of you were two loaves that were tar. What kind of loaves? This is not chulin bread. This is truma bread this time. So now we know that if your hands are tamei, level of tumasheni darbanan, we know that your hands can be metame truma. So if you have these two loaves in front of you, then those two loaves of truma food are tahar. Savik naga, savik lo naga. And you're uncertain if your hands touched to the chuma loaves or not. So, meaning to say, now we have a case of where it's a savik if your hands transmitted tumah. So the first case we talk about, savik if your hands became tumah from the chulin bread. Now it's a savik if your hands were mitami, whether they transmitted tumah. How you yadav achas tameya v'achas tahar. If his hands, one was tameh, one was tahar. Ulefanav shnei kikarim tahar. In front of him were two loaves of tahar bread, of tahar truma bread, naga be'echad me'am, and he touched one of the loaves of bread. Savak b'tmeya naga, savak b'tahar naga, but he doesn't know, he's not certain if it was his right tameh hand that he used to touch the truma, or if it was left tahar hand that he used to touch the truma. So again, here there's also a savak if he transmitted tuma to the truma. How you got of tahar, or if his hands were tahar. Ulefan of shnei kikarim, in front of him were two loaves, echad tameh ve'echad tahar. One was tameh, one was tahar. Naga ve'echad mem, and he touched one of them, savak b'tameh naga, but he's not certain if he touched the tameh loaf of bread, savak b'tahar naga. Now here we're obviously talking about chulin, so you're not certain if you touched the chulin bread that was tameh, and you're not certain if you, or if it was the tahar chulin bread that you touched. Hayu yadav achas tameh, the achas tahar. If his hands, one was tameh, one was tahar. Ulufan of shnei kikarim, in front of him were two loaves, echad tameh ve'echad tahar, and the two loaves that are in front of him, well, one of the loaves was tameh, one of the loaves was tahar. Now wait a second. So my right hand is tameh, my left hand is tahar. And in front of me are two loaves. One is tameh, one is tahar. And I touch naga b'shtein. He touched to the two of them. Meaning to say, he used his right hand to touch one of the loaves, and he used his left hand to touch one of the loaves. But he doesn't know safek tameh, but tameh, utar batar. He's uncertain if it was his tameh hand that touched the tameh loaf, utar batar, or if it was the tahar hand that touched the tahar loaf. Oh, tahora batameh, or if it was the tahar hand that touched the tameh loaf, utameh batar, and it was the tameh hand that touched the tahar loaf. So again, it's the same three kinds of cases here, over and over. It's either he has a suffix if his hands became tameh, because he has a suffix if they came into contact with chulin that was tameh. He has a suffix if his hands, we know that his hands are tahar, we don't know if they came into contact with chulin that was tameh. That was the case one. Case two is we don't know if his hands, it came into contact with truma. His hands were tameh. We don't know if his hands were metameh the truma. And the original case we started off with was if a suffix about if his hands were properly rinsed, were properly became purified. So what's the halachas? Now we're fleshing out these cases of the principle of suffix hayadayim to become tameh, li tameh, ulit tameh, and to be transmitting tuma, uli tahir, to become tar. So what's the halacha in these cases? Says the Mishnah, hayadayim kemosha hayu. The hands were as they were, v'akikarm kemosha hayu, and the loaves of bread were as they were. In other words, the hands are taros and the loaves are and the loaves that are tarim. So the hands that were tar in these cases, we presume them to be tar. The loaves that were tar, we presume them to be tar. That's the halacha in the Mishnah. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? What we said is that there's three cases of uncertainty that we're trying to figure out. What would be the din? We have a suffix if hands became tame, suffix if hands were mitame, transmitted tame, or suffix if hands became tar. So what would be the example of the hands becoming tar? So we said, let's say you don't know if the waters that you used to do netil sadaim, you don't know if those waters were used to do malach, you don't know if they were used to wash dishes or dirty dishes, you don't know if there was the right amount of water, you don't know if you used a revius or not. That would be a case of where suffix if your hands became tar, we assume your hands are tar. Now, the other cases, what about suffix if your hands became tummy, or suffix if your hands transmitted tumma? So this is where we have a little bit of a debate between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim. Rav Yossi holds that when it's a suffix about your hands becoming tahar, that's where he disagrees, and he says, well, up until now your hands have been tameh, so therefore we assume your hands to still be tameh. But the other cases, Rav Yossi would agree. So now, if you have a suffix if the hands became tameh, or suffix if the hands transmitted tumma, what are those cases? So number one, we have six cases right now. One is, your hands are tahar, and in front of you are tameh chulin. Now we know that chulin that's tameh can be metameh your hands. So now, if you don't know though, if your hands touched the chulin, so you have a suffix if your hands became tameh. That was one. The second case was, your hands are tameh, and in front of you are two loaves that are tar. Now what are the two loaves? They're two truma loaves in front of you, which means that your hands could be potentially metameh those loaves of bread, because they're truma. So you don't know though if your hands touched to the loaves or not. So you have a suffix if your hands transmitted tumah. A third case, if you have your hands, your right hand is tameh, your left hand is tar. In front of you are two loaves of chuma that are tahar. You don't know if your hands touched to them, which of your hands touched to them. You know that you definitely touched one of them, you just don't know. So we don't know if you used your tameh hand or if you used your tahar hand. So that again, you're not certain if you transmitted tumah. We said another case, if your hands were tar, in front of you were two loaves. One was tameh, one was tar. You know that you definitely touched one of them. You just don't know if it was your tummy, if it was the tummy loaf that you touched or the tara loaf that you touched. So again, here it's a suffix if your hands became tummy, or if your hands your right hand was tummy, your left hand was tar. In front of you were two loaves. One was tummy, one was tar. You don't know which of your hands touched the tummy loaf, which of your hands touched the tara loaf. The tummy loaf, which one touched the tara loaf? What would be the halacha? So we said, in these cases, or alternatively, or if you have, so in these cases, we say that halacha is, your hands are as they were for when they're touching the loaves, and the loaves are as they were. Meaning to say, your hands that were tar are tar. The loaves that were tar are tar. And when you have a suffix, if your hands became tar, you presume your hands to be tar. Okay.